So, as usual, we begin our show with the musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads this past month. And why don't we kick things off, Vicky, with you?
This was an easy one for me because I've been playing it just about every day. The artist that I chose is also a multi-instrumentalist, chief engineer at World of Sound Studios, straight out of Wellington, New Zealand. His name is Lord Echo, and he brings together such amazing genres and parts of the globe, throws in some disco, and voila. So the song that's in my head is The Sweetest Meditation from Harmonies by Lord Echo.
Cool.
The thing that moved me about it immediately is, you know, that house disco groove. So it throws you right back to the 70s and that kind of that Nile Rodgers kind of thing, that sexy, smooth and vibes. Come on. And those vibes come in. And then that Al Jarreau vocal. It brings back some really beautiful thoughts about all the good things that disco and house music did.
And he's a Kiwi. He's a New Zealander.
Right, and this is Mara Kay on vocals, so this isn't Lord Echo's vocals, but he continually brings stuff together like this, and he usually records on the Soundway label, which is a really great label, which also has a Worldview, and a couple other folks that you might find on Soundway are Bumba Stereo, Chico Man, Sounds of Siam, Onda Tropica, so all music that I love anyway.
Very cool. I love the vocals have a kind of plaintive, almost somber sound to them, while the rest of the song is this kind of upbeat tempo and kind of groovy sound, and I really like that contrast a lot.
Lord Echo, thank you. We'll be using
Very
this song.
Nice.
All right, Jeff, what do you got?
I chose an album that we just got into the studios here a couple weeks back. It's a shoegaze band. The group is Slow Dive, and the driving force behind this group, Neil Halstead and Rachel Goswell, have gone off and done their other things, but they've come back, and they've put together a really nice album. The song you're going to hear that I've chosen is called Star Roving.
Get away now.
shoegazers, Neil Halstead, Rachel Goswell, their fourth Slow Dive album. And what I like about, well, I think what I like about the shoegaze sound, and particularly Slow Dive, this album, this song, is that it kind of incorporates hard and soft, brings both together in this wall of sound that it's very introspective, and yet it's also something you want to get up and dance to.
A celebratory aspect to Slow Dive. There's been a lot of years in between Slow Dive records, and we've explored Neil Halstead, especially with some of his solo work, and Mojave 3, mm-hmm. that wonderful voice of his. But when you put that voice, that tender, genuine voice on top of that wall of sound, that's a good term. They practically invented shoegaze. Yeah, yeah.
And they really sound like they're picking up where they left off. You know, it's been 12 years, I think, since their last album, 1995. Something about this album just feels really fresh, but yet it could have been released in 1995 as well. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's going to introduce a whole new generation to shoegaze, and new listeners are going to pick this up and get hip to this great wall of sound. I think it's great. Feel it in your chest, you know. I like that.
Nice pick. Can't argue with that.
Crank that up. So, Jake, it's around the table to you. What's your earworm this time through?
Well, the song I am choosing is by a band called Tops out of Montreal. And this is a band that I've liked for a while. They had an album out a few years ago that I listened to on repeat. And they've got a new album just coming out called Sugar at the Gate. And this song is called Further.
It's all over now. I was hypnotized by why we could not give a life. Used to think that I was in the right. Now I know I'm wrong. You don't know who you are. Is it time to start again?
That's nice.
Just real loungy and kind of mellow, and you know, good for lazy afternoons,
mm-hmm.
summer days. It's out of this scene in Montreal that produced Mac DeMarco, Grimes, the band Braids. There's a sort of wide range of artists that came out of that same scene that are all in a way toying with that tension between pop and something a little bit more experimental.
Right.
And, you know, this is like very much this embrace of an almost kind of cheesy, loungy sound, but just twists it a little bit and I think makes it really nice and pretty interesting. And, but yeah, very much in a similar vein to someone like Grimes, who, mm-hmm. you know, kind of moving more in an electronic direction, but also kind of experimenting with really a pop sensibility, but subverting it in interesting ways.
Do you know what I really appreciate about Jake? That you keep looking for what pop music is going to do and how it's going to define itself. You know, that term, pop music. But I appreciate that with your choices.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting time to be paying attention to pop music just because those old distinctions are a lot less rigid, I think, than they used to be. Probably because so much of music is being distributed on the internet rather than on radio stations mm-hmm. that are these sort of clearly formatted genre stations.
Exactly. So to the better of all of us, we'll be listening to some pretty amazing music.
Yeah. Good pick.
Thanks, guys. Once again,
fun.
Got my mind all opened up.
You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.